Hello, everybody. I'm Flood the Drummer. Thanks for being tuned into the Drumming for Justice podcast. It's Wednesday, June 6th, and one of the big stories America is talking about today is that of a federal judge who ruled against the Department of Justice, which was attempting to withhold grants from Philadelphia due to their immigration policy. The city of Philadelphia initially filed a lawsuit against U.S. Attorney General Jeff Sessions in August of 2017. Mr. Sozi Tulanti was the city solicitor at that time. Following a press conference today where officials offered a reaction to the good news, Mr. Tulanti and I chatted for a hot second. Here's what he had to say.
We recognize very clearly that, and people don't often recognize this, that there are limits to what the Department of Justice can do. Mm-hmm. And we and the mayor said from the beginning that ultimately people focus on political issues, but a lot of legal issues, which are interesting, are decided in court. Mm-hmm. And that's what led us to proceed in litigation, recognizing that we put on evidence, DOJ puts on their evidence, and then the judge takes those facts, marries it with the applicable law, and has a ruling. And it's heartening that, you know, this is a judge who is a former assistant district attorney, a former U.S. attorney. And so he's someone who is very law and order and recognized that, you know, the city complies with the law, that the Department of Justice overreached, and that our immigrants make us a safer city and contribute to the city's well-being.
Last question. Was it clear to you in the beginning that this was an overreach, or did
it was,
take,
it, was.
It was very clear?
Yeah, that's why we're one of the first cities to go for it, because some of the things that they were saying and threatening just didn't make any didn't make any sense.
And it just felt convoluted.
It felt convoluted, but also that they typically, when there are conditions like these are announced, they go through like an entire set of like rulemaking where they notice and comment, what do you think? Here it was just like added on.
Okay.
And we thought right there were some legal infirmities, but we wanted to see whether or not the money would be impacted. Once it was clear that the money would be impacted, I felt and the city felt that we had no choice. We had to go to court.
For a greater insight into the city's legal strategy, Mr. Tulanti suggested that I talk to Mr. Marcel Pratt, who is now the city solicitor, but when the legal proceedings began, served as head of litigation. Here's a snippet of my conversation with Mr. Pratt.
Now, you're new to the role of the city solicitor, relatively new to that, to the main role.
Yes.
But you were with the city when the legal proceedings began in terms of...
Yeah, okay. I was the head of litigation at the time, and the injunction hearing, I was actually... counsel for that proceeding, and was also a trial counsel in the final trial that occurred in early May, along with Hogan Lovells and some folks from my office.
What does that look like? Is it a lot of debates? Is it a lot of paperwork? What's the process like? What's been the process?
So for both hearings, for the preliminary injunction hearing and the final trial, we had to put up witnesses, including Police Commissioner Ross, Brian Abernathy from the Managing Director's Office, Eva Gladstein, who's the head of Health and Human Services, just to talk about why our policies make sense from a number of different respects.
These were witnesses in federal court.
Witnesses in federal court. Yeah.
Really?
That was primarily the mode of the trial, was to have witnesses talk about why our policies make sense. And there was also some argument on some legal issues as well, but the trial focused a lot on the testimony.
What do you think put you guys over the top? Was it the testimony of any particular person, or in the aggregate?
I think it was the testimony of everyone, because everyone talked about issues specific to their office and their role in city government. And I think the judge hearing from those witnesses just really brought it home as to how these policies, you know, ensure public safety and make sure that everyone, including in their communities, feel safe using city services. And also just on the law, I think the judge saw that it was pretty clear that this conduct was just unconstitutional.
Last question. What was the particularly that the police commissioner added that was of value? What, some insight into his testimony?
I think he disagreed with some of the statements that were made by both President Trump and Attorney General Jeff Sessions that immigrants are responsible for a lot of the crime that happens in...
He was able to
like
debunk that from a first-hand perspective.
He's the police commissioner, and what he says is very credible.
Okay.
I think that he knows about policing in our city better than federal officials who are not here. And so I think his testimony was very credible on that.
Philadelphia Mayor Jim Kenney today hailed the ruling of U.S. District Judge Michael Bailson as a total and complete victory. I managed to acquire a few seconds of the mayor's time this afternoon, and here's what he had to say about the judge and President Donald J. Trump.
The fact that Trump likes to bully people into doing what he says that for them to do. This whole thing over the kneeling or the protest during the national anthem, this is all about him having a view of the world he wants everyone to conform to. And it's just not accurate. And thank God for the federal judiciary, because we have judges that are independent. Now, how long we have independent judges with him making all the picks remains to be seen. But Judge Bailson's been a long-term jurist, an honest, really respectable guy who did the right thing.
The Department of Justice has a right to appeal the decision again, and though the judge has ordered the city of Philadelphia to come up with a plan to obtain the grant, the DOJ can file a number of motions to try and tie up the judge's order, said Mr. Pratt. To read my full story entitled Police Commissioner's Testimony Influenced Judge to Side with Philly, visit facebook.com/TheRealTBOInc. That's Inc. as in incorporated. And for you iPhone and iPad users, you can read the story simply by adding Technical Line to your Apple News Reader. Thanks for listening. Until next time, I'm Flood the Drummer, and I'm drumming for justice.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.